Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Course of his 25-year plus career, I will turn it over now to the great and boxing's only 8-division world champion, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. Manny?
First of all, I want to thank God for keeping us both safe in the ring. And I want to thank you to all the people, the fans, in the media, press, for always supporting boxing. And I really appreciate their love in boxing. I did my best tonight, but my best wasn't good enough tonight. No excuses. I wanted to fight for the title in the ring, and tonight the champion is named Ugas. I've done a lot for boxing, and boxing has done a lot for me. I look forward to spending time with my family and thinking about my future in boxing. I want to thank all my fans that came to see me fight tonight. I want to thank all of you in the media for telling my story about what Manny Pacquiao has done in boxing. For how many decades you, press and media and the boxing fans, always behind us, supporting us. That's why we're here. We become popular. And we accomplished our dream as a fighter because of you. I am a fighter inside and outside the ring, and I look forward to getting back to the Philippines and serving the Filipino people as this pandemic continues to affect millions in the Philippines. Congratulations to Ugas and his team. Thank you to all of you, and I wanna thank to all TGB Promotion for giving me this opportunity. And in the future, you may not see Manny Pacquiao again to fight in the ring. I don't know, but for how many decades, I'm so happy of what I have done in boxing. I contribute a record in boxing also, and to make boxing in the top, especially bring honor to my country, the Filipino people. And I'm so proud to be a Filipino and thankful to all the fans all over the world. May the Lord keep you safe always, especially this pandemic. Thank you to all of you, media, press.
Questions. Now we're going to open it up for questions for the great Manny Pacquiao, boxing's only 8-division world champion. We have in the back over there, by all means, Keith, ask your question.
Keith Idick from BoxingScene.com. Manny, can you tell us specifically what made Ugas so difficult for you, and was he better even than you expected him to be?
Actually, I know his style, but the thing is, I want to do my plan, but my plans in the ring, I have a lot of techniques for his style, but the thing is, but I'm not saying that this is my excuse, but no, you know, my two legs is cramping. I cannot move. That's why I cannot move around. I can, you know, in early days, I can easily move and outbox him. You know Manny Pacquiao, but this time around, it's like a, my two legs is tight and hurting me in second round until 12 rounds. So, but I'm not making excuses. That's the reason why I cannot move, and I just staying and countering him of his punches. That's what happened. So that's boxing. I mean, I've done a lot in boxing, and I'm happy that we're safe.
Kevin?
Senator, Kevin Ioli from Yahoo Sports. What are the factors that you're going to use to decide whether to retire or not? You indicated you're leaning that direction, but what will be the factors that go into your decision whether you fight again or not?
You know, like I said, there's a purse or not. I want to fight. I want to continue fight. But the thing is, I have to consider also my body. I have to consider a lot of things, especially of my works back to the Philippines, back to my country. There's a lot of things that I need to accomplish and to help people. That's my mission, and I want to be an inspiration to all the people, especially the Filipino people, inside and outside the ring. That's my goal.
Manny, Dylan Hernandez with the LA Times. When you mentioned your legs cramping, do you think that was an age thing, or were there other factors you think that contributed to that?
I don't know, because I think too much hard work, training. I run in the mountain and then also doing 32 rounds every day. So I don't know. But, we're not young anymore.
And Freddie, a question for you. You've mentioned before that, you know, when a fighter gets old, the first thing that goes are his legs. Kind of seeing what you did tonight, how concerned are you about Manny, you know, continuing to fight perhaps? And do you think he should continue fighting?
I'm a little bit worried about it, yes. He's boxed for a long, long time, and he's boxed with me for a long time. And he's my best customer I've ever had. He's the best guy, the best fighter. And, I hate to see that day when he retires, but this could be it. And we didn't have a great performance tonight, but we'll see what Manny decides.
Right down here.
Manny, Muhammad Mubarak with the Electronic Urban Report. You have built a legacy in boxing, and you've left a legacy outside the ring. And there's so much that you have done. There's not enough words anybody can say to honor you, to congratulate you for all that you've accomplished. What more, besides being a humanitarian, do you think you should do to leave behind?
You know, as long as I live in this world, I want to leave a legacy, not only being a good fighter, but I want to leave a legacy as an inspiration to everybody. Like I said, inside and outside the ring. I'm not talking in a politician way, but I am a public servant. I want to help people. even my own money, I give back to the people. So that's my mission. I think for me, material things in this world is not, you cannot bring that to the grave. I mean, when our lives finish in this world, we can take nothing. We came to this world nothing, naked, and we will depart naked. We have to remember that. And in this sport, this is my passion. That's why I'm still here, keep on fighting at age of 40, 42. I'm enjoying it, but you know, sometimes you have to think about the lifespan of your body.
All the way in the back.
This question is for Freddie Roach, Valerie Gonzalez from Eagle News. Freddie, what did Ugas do well in the fight that may have posed a challenge for Manny?
His range was really hard to get to. He had long arms, very tall, and it was tough for Manny to reach at times. And he fought a good fight, and and me and Manny were trying to get together in the corner, what to work on and so forth. But he was boxing well, but not as well as Ugas was. So he fought a good fight, and his range was really a big factor in the fight, and we just couldn't reach him.
Manny, I can only think of one other fight that was like this, and that was the Mayweather fight where the shoulder went bad. What was it like for you tonight, knowing that the legs were not there, and that you were not going to be able to accomplish what you needed to win this fight?
We can't avoid that. I mean, it's just my mind and my heart. It's 100%, but I don't know, my legs is cramping. I think because we did a lot in training, we posed a lot. That's why.
Last question.
I have a question. How is your mindset, Senator, after this fight? Do you have a message for the people around the world for mental health? And what's next for the great senator of our country, Philippines?
One thing, you might not happen this situation. It might be finish my career at boxing, but this is my statement to all the boxing fans, the people are all over the world. You know, we entertain people, we entertain in the ring, but the most important thing is what we have done to others, how we can help them, not only for a Filipino, but to all our brothers and sisters all over the world, how we can help each other, especially this pandemic. A lot of people are hunger, starving, experience difficult times, how we should esteem them, help them, and show our hospitality and love for them. Always remember this. God is love, and therefore we must love each other in helping each other. Show it not only by words, but by action. And thank you to all of you, press, media, the fans, the promoters, who always giving us a chance. I'm really appreciative of what you have done. I mean, thank you to all of you. Thank you, boxing.
Well, Manny, as we get ready to let you go and enjoy time with your family, I want to say on behalf of all fight fans around the world, thank you. If this is your final time, thank you for the memories. Thank you for being so emblematic of what it is to be a prize fighter. Thank you for being Manny Pacquiao, and thank you for entertaining millions around the world. We thank you, Manny. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for boxing's only 8-division world champion, the great Manny Pacquiao, with his trainer, the great Freddie Roach, along with...
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast. sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.